AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve decided to keep its key interest rate the same. Chair Jerome Powell says the impact of the Iran war is uncertain, but for now,
available indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a solid pace. Consumer spending has been resilient, and business fixed investment has continued to expand. In contrast, activity in the housing sector has remained weak.
The Fed is expecting one rate cut this year. The country's top intelligence official is deflecting questions about what intelligence she gave President Trump at the start of the war. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At a Senate hearing, Democrats like Mark Warner pressed Tulsi Gabbard over what she told the president about the attack's aftermath.
Did you brief the president if he starts a war of choice that the likely result would be that Iran would strike adjacent Gulf nations and close the Strait of Hormuz?
Gabbard sidestepped.
I have not and won't divulge internal conversations.
John Ossoff got a similar response when he asked about the president's stated motivation for striking Iran.
Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, yes or no?
Senator, the only person who can determine what is and is not an imminent threat is the president.
Ossoff accused Gabbard of evading so she would not have to contradict the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military has killed Iran's intelligence minister, the latest in a series of high-profile deaths of Iranian leaders. The price of oil surged another 6% to over $109 a barrel on international markets. Iranian state media reports facilities associated with its massive offshore South Pars natural gas field came under attack. Extensive damage was reported to an Israeli apartment where two people were killed. This is AP News. A Marine Corps investigation found a one-in-a-million error during a live fire demonstration last year over California's Camp Pendleton that
led to a misfire that rained shrapnel on Interstate 5 in California, striking two highway patrol vehicles. But there is no definitive answer as to why it happened during a celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps, attended by Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. No one was hurt. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom had called the planned demonstration with live artillery dangerous and unnecessary and ordered I-5 closed, which drew criticism at the time. I'm Julie Walker.
A new study says the early U.S. COVID-19 death toll is much higher than official counts and that there were disparities in which deaths were missing from those tallies. About 840,000 deaths were logged in 2020 and 2021. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.